Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said our present generation is so smart that it can form an opinion without consulting any of the facts. We appreciate the opportunity of coming your way with our Bible Meditations program. This program is designed with the idea of using the Bible as the final standard of right and wrong. And so our appeal is always to the Word of God. We need to look into the things that God has said and then be obedient to the instruction of our Lord. We now return to our study. We've been talking about what does the Bible say about particular subjects. And we've come to the subject of so-called faith healing. We hear of people who claim they know of someone who was dead, who's been raised from the dead. They tell us of people who had serious illnesses, and they have been healed of those illnesses. And so they tell us that power is about us everywhere. Some have written books that indicate we should expect a miracle every day. Well, the idea is, do those miracles still happen in our world today? We noted yesterday that defining miracles as just simply something that is outstanding and amazing does not really fit the bill of biblical definition. The Bible doesn't define the miracle as just being something that astonished the people. There are a lot of things that might do that. But when we talk about a miracle, we're talking about something that involves a law which is higher than human law. Walking on water, raising one from the dead, healing an illness. All of these things are things that were performed by God through Christ and the apostles. During the first century, when the church first had its beginning, it was through miracles that the word or the testimony of those who spoke was verified. And so, on the day of Pentecost, when the Apostle Peter as well as the 11 apostles stood up, all of them stood up to preach the gospel, but remember, they spoke in tongues they had never learned, languages they had never learned. Is that still being done today? Well, we indicated that we do not believe for a minute that that kind of miraculous activity has to do with our present day and present generation. We're not saying God can't perform miracles. He can do anything He chooses to do. But we are saying that He has not chosen to use the miraculous in our present day. Well, what does the Bible say about it? First of all, we cannot determine whether or not miracles are performed based, first of all, on testimony. Someone will come along and say, well, I was healed of some illness, and so, therefore, the miraculous is done today. Well, friends, testimony cannot be the ultimate determining factor in regard to whether or not miracles are performed. I don't know if you're old enough to remember a product that used to be sold in our country called Hadacol. Hadacol was praised by some as being a cure for everything. Regardless of what your problem was, if you took Hadacol, it would be the thing which would bring about your healing. And the people would say, here are the testimonies of those who have been healed by the use of Hadacol. Well, of course, they could give you a list of names and people who would testify that they were healed using that particular product. However, the United States government decided that they needed to look into this, and they determined that there was no medicinal quality whatever in Hadacol. So the claim, in spite of the claim, was not valid. Well, I'm saying that to say this. You might have a list of people who say they have been healed and miraculously healed, but that's not the way we're going to determine whether or not miracles are performed today. That could be a list of people honest and sincere, yet at the same time not possibly healed by the manner that they talk about. So we're simply saying it takes more than testimony. Well, what about a demonstration? Could we call upon those who believe in this kind of miraculous healing to perform a demonstration? That is, to raise someone from the dead, to heal somebody of an obvious illness. Now, the reason I say an obvious illness is the fact that sometimes people claim, well, he had something wrong in his stomach that we can't verify, but he's better now, and so that's not the kind of thing we're talking about. We're talking about something that people can observe. Can we have a demonstration that will show us that that miraculous thing is being done even today? Well, the answer is this. The answer is no, there will be no demonstration. I'd like for you to look at what is commonly used as an excuse to get out of that kind of a situation. When you call for a person to be raised from the dead, they'll answer, well, we don't believe in tempting God, and we can't call upon God to raise this person from the dead because that would be tempting God. Well, friends, think about this for a minute. When Moses was told by God to go to Pharaoh and get the release of his people, he was told that he would take with him some demonstrations that would help to convince Pharaoh that they ought to be released. Throw the rod on the ground, it became a serpent. Pick it up, it became a rod again. The idea of putting his hand into his bosom and it became leprous. Then the removing of that hand, and once more it became whole. The purpose of the miracle was to convince unbelievers. Now, when somebody says, we can't perform miracles because that is not something that we can demonstrate, we would be tempting God if we tried to do it. Friends, that's the very purpose of miracles. And so if a person could convince us by showing us a demonstration, then we would be willing to accept that and everybody could agree upon it. But the fact is that to get around that by saying this is merely, tempting God to be able to perform a miracle to convince an unbeliever just simply doesn't hold water. Well, we need to go to the Bible, don't we? In 1 John 4 and verse 1, John says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits to see whether they be of God. For many false prophets are gone into the world. Now, that simply means that we have to test. We must try the spirits by the word of God, that is, the teachers, because there are many false teachers that have gone into the world. We're in this study this week trying to put to a test the idea, is there a miraculous age that we live in today that miracles are still being performed, or was that limited to another time and for another purpose? Well, what we'd like to do as we continue studying this week is to invite your attention to what the Bible says about the subject of faith healing. If we're Bible believers, we could not argue with what God says about this matter. We appreciate studying with you today. We'd like also to remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.